$500 reward. To the free radio friend, FRSC, Friendly Radio in Santa Cruz, reaches out for a new studio location. We need something urgently. If you provide us with that lead, we have for you $500.
Yo, this is Adam, and you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM.
Transmitting live and direct, man, from the planet Earth. It's your boy Opio Lindsay, representing Souls of Mischief Hieroglyphics crew, man. You're listening to the Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM, online at freakradio.org, unlicensed, commercial, free, man, underground shit, pirate radio, the shit I fuck with, you know what I mean? I take mine, I don't ask for it, you know what I mean? Let's get this shit real hip-hop, baby. One love.
It's the 420 Drug War News. This is part of a discussion I had with Mr. Matt Elrod from British Columbia, Canada.
And it's fascinating to see it unfold here in Canada now that the federal government has made clear that they're very intent on legalizing by July 1st next year. And so the provinces and the municipalities are scrambling. And, of course, the anti-cannabis warriors, the prohibitionists, are also scrambling. Some are even trying to get the government to not legalize. They're still fighting legalization.
Well, but there is the other side, or coincidental to that situation, is that the cops and the prosecutors who in the past arrested people, sent them to prison, are now going to be in charge of the distribution, sometimes the dispensaries, and the sales of the cannabis product to the people they used to arrest. Your response to that, sir?
It is frustrating. I mean, there was an announcement the other day that Fantino, the former Toronto police chief, sort of the equivalent of Rudy Giuliani in Canada, is one of many former police officers who've started a cannabis distribution corporation in Ontario. And as recently as 2015, Fantino was saying that legalizing cannabis will be a disaster and cause carnage on our highways and be a gateway, et cetera, et cetera. So, now that they see the dollars, a lot of these former drug warriors are rather hypocritically jumping into the cannabis business.
Right.
And it leaves the long-time reformers like the Emerys and others, very frustrated and angry, because while these cronies and insiders are positioning themselves for a first-mover advantage, they're continuing to raid the dispensaries and the clubs and the activists, and basically to clear the field for their friends to cash in.
Yeah, eliminate the competition before it turns legal, yeah.
Force of law. I mean, what business wouldn't want to have the police going after their competitors?
Ah, hypocrisy. I'm going to learn how to spell that someday, man, I tell you. Matt, I want to give you a chance, some closing thoughts, a website, however you might want to end this discussion.
Well, if your listeners are interested in keeping up with what's going on in the Great White North, they can go to drugnews.org. That's the Media Awareness Project News Archive. It's starting to fall a little short on the U.S. news, but we're keeping up with the Canadian news, and it's a good place to follow what's going on up here.
You can hear the full discussion on the 1117 Cultural Baggage. I'm Dean at DrugTruth.net.
What's up? Yo, 1212, it's Rock Ira Science, Dilated Peoples, Expansion Team Sound System, Universal Zulu Nation, Rock Steady Crew Worldwide. And I'm chilling with my people building bridges, Brown Beret Radio. Don't get it twisted and don't touch that dial, man. Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3. And we calling it Free Radio because we going for freedom, not just because you ain't got to pay for it. And if you can't check us out here, check us out on freakradio.org, man. That's what it is. Don't touch that dial unless you're trying to turn it up.
Attention, all of you freaky listeners. DJ Nurse Annabella here at your service. You may know me from Love Lamps in HVAC Theater, airing here every Sunday from 4 to 7. Anyways, just taking the extra time to tell you that we need your help. Yes, Free Radio Santa Cruz needs your help in our search for a brand new home. We need a new studio. And if you can point us the way, please email us at frc@freakradio.org. And yes, there's a $500 reward.
That's right!
If you can help us. All right, DJ Nurse Annabella, over now.
Brooklyn in the house. Cause I'm from Look at this. The white people up top tonight. See, the whole damn country is so damn conservative now. Everybody's like, jails ain't tough enough. Jails ain't tough enough. We gotta have a death penalty. Jails ain't tough enough. Yo, jails are fucked up, okay? Don't believe the hype. The problem is, the reason jails are so crowded, cause life is fucked up too. When people are broke, people are starving, life... Shit. Life is catching up to jail. Shit, if you live in an old project, a new jail ain't that bad. Shit, I was watching HBO had this special on. The jail special. A couple of months ago. Now, normally when you see a special about jail, it's on regular TV, and there's a lot of shit they don't show. Oh, not the HBO jail special. Oh, they showed it all. They were interviewing a brother in there. They said, now... Sir, when a new inmate comes in and he wants some drugs, how do you initiate him? The guy goes, well, the first thing I do is make him toss my salad. The guy's like, toss my salad? Well, what's that? Guy, well, having your salad tossed means having your asshole eaten out with jelly or syrup. I prefer syrup. I'm not making this up. And then the guy said, why must you go through all of that, sir? Why not just oral sex? And the guy goes, well, when a man's sucking your dick, he can pretend that's something else. When he's eating ass, he knows his ass. I said, yo, we don't need a death penalty. We got the tossed salad man. Shit, if I had a choice right now between the electric chair or tossing a salad, I'd be like, so where you plug it in? Should not be wet. Now everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the tossed salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! No! I don't want to toss the salad. I don't want to toss the salad. I'm a read. I'm a learn to read. Lot of racial shit this year. Lot of racial shit. What was the big thing? OJ. OJ was big. That's right. Black people too happy, white people too mad. White people are like, man, this is bullshit. I ain't seen white people that mad since they canceled MASH. Black people way too happy. Like, hey, we won! We won! Yes, we won! What the fuck did we win? Every day I look in the mailbox for my OJ prize, nothing. Nothing. And ooh, it's all about race. That shit wasn't about race. That shit was about fame. Because if OJ wasn't famous, he'd be in jail right now. If OJ drove a bus... If OJ drove a bus, he wouldn't even be OJ. He'd be Orenthal, the bus-driving murderer. Everybody, oh, the jury's so stupid. Fuck the fuck out of here, man. They're so stupid. How could they not? White people would have done the exact same shit, okay? The exact same shit. Because if that was Jerry Seinfeld, charged with double murder... And the only person that found the glove just happened to be in the Nation of Islam. Jerry be a free man. Be eating cereal right now. But let's break down the case. What happened? What's the guy? Ron Goldman? That was her boyfriend, okay? Don't be mistaken and think it was just some guy returning glasses, okay? When the last time you left some shit in a restaurant and they brought it back to your house, okay? Shit, I want to eat there. Shit, you can leave a newborn baby in a restaurant and they'll put him in the coat room. Second of all, he was known to drive around town in this Ferrari that OJ bought for her. Think about that shit. I'll buy you a car. You gonna let another man drive around in my car? Are you out of your fucking mind? Shit. Fuck. You better recognize. you, I don't even have Ferrari. But if I saw somebody driving my Pinto, that shit would blow up like the Godfather. And I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand. Know what else? OJ is paying $25,000 a month in alimony. $25,000. And $4,000 a month for food. For food. What the fuck was she eating? For $4,000 a month. I guess she's like, I gotta get some extra cheese on my waffle. Yo, women, y'all got it good, boy. When it's time to get a divorce, women got it made. They go to court, start talking that shit. Your Honor, I'm used to this, I'm used to that, I'm accustomed to this. Yo, what the fuck is a custom? What that got to do with shit? Hey, you go to a restaurant, you're accustomed to eating. You leave, you ain't eating no more. They don't owe you a steak. I want to go to court, fuck that shit, Your Honor, I'm used to this, I'm used to that, I want some money, give me some money. They get the money. What about what the man's used to? What about what the man's accustomed to? That might not be money, but during the course of a relationship, a man grows accustomed to a few things. And I would love to see a man go to court and say, Your Honor, check this out. You know, I'm accustomed to fucking her 4 times a week. Now I feel I should be able to fuck at least 2x a week. I mean, she can have the alimony, but I want some pussy payments. Am I bad? That's right, man. Shit. You know what? That's alimony. That's what made OJ crack. That oil of a sheep paying that big ass alimony, he ain't scored a touchdown in 20 years. That's right, should have had a prenup. That's right, prenuptial agreement. Everybody needs a prenup. People think you gotta be rich to get a prenup. Oh no. You got 20 million, your wife wants 10, big deal, you ain't starving. But if you make 30,000, and your wife wants 15, you might have to kill her. Shit, I ain't gonna move back with my mama because you ain't in love. You gonna have to die. So you gotta think about OJ's situation. $25,000 a month, another man driving around his car, fucking his wife, and a house he's still paying the mortgage on. Now, I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand.
It's too bad for the girls, too bad. town. Yeah, I gotta leave this town. Gonna make a whole lot of money. Gonna be big, yeah. Gonna be big, yeah. I'm gonna buy this town. I'm gonna buy this town. And put it all in my shoe. Might even give a piece to you. This is what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do. You think I'd do that?
Now, we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people, too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. It's black people, and there's niggas. And niggas have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, ignorant-ass niggas fuck it up. Can't do shit. Can't do shit without some ignorant-ass niggas fucking it up. Can't do nothing. Can't keep a disco open more than 3 weeks. Grand opening, grand closing. Can't go to a movie the first week it come out. Why? Because niggas are shooting at the screen. What kind of ignorant shit is that? Hey, this is a good movie. This is so good, I got to bust a cap in here. Hey, I love black people, but I hate niggas, bro. Oh, I hate niggas. Boy, I wish they let me join the Ku Klux Klan. Shit, I do a drive-by from here to Brooklyn. Tired of niggas, man. You can't have shit when you're around niggas. You can't have shit. You can't have no big screen TV. You can have it, but you better move it in at 3 in the morning. Painted white, hope niggas think it's a bassinet. Can't have shit in your house. Why? Because niggas will break in your house. Niggas will live next door to you, break in your house, and come over the next day and go, I heard you got robbed. You robbed me. You ain't hear shit because you was doing shit. Damn. Tired of niggas. Tired of niggas, man. Damn, man. You know what the worst thing about niggas? Niggas always want some credit for some shit they supposed to do. For some shit they just supposed to do. A nigga will brag about some shit a normal man just does. A nigga will say some shit like, I take care of my kids. You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. What are you talking about? What are you bragging about? What kind of ignorant shit is that? I ain't never been to jail. What, you want a cookie? You're not supposed to go to jail, you low expectation ever, motherfucker. Shit. You know what the worst thing about niggas? The worst thing about niggas? Niggas love to not know. Nothing make a nigga happier than not knowing the answer to your question. Just ask a nigga a question. Any nigga. Hey, nigga, what's the capital of Zaire? I don't know that shit. Keeping it real. Niggas love to keep it real. Real dumb. Niggas hate knowledge. Shit. So I tell you, niggas are breaking your house. You want to save your money? Put it in your books. Because niggas don't read. Just put the money in the books. Shit. Books are like kryptonite to a nigga. Here's a book. No! No! Not a book! No! No! Tired of this shit, man. Your kids can't fucking play nowhere. Every year the space gets smaller. Okay, you go from that corner to that corner. Oh, you go from that gate to that gate. By the time motherfuckers 10, he's just hopping in the circle, like. shit, man. Pie, pie, pie. Fee, fi, fo, figure, boy, I hate a nigga. Boy, tired of this shit, man. Tired, man. Niggas is ignorant. Love being they singing about ignorance. I heard some song the other day. It's the first of the month. Niggas are singing welfare carols. On the first day of welfare, my true love gave to me. I wish you a merry welfare in a happy food stand. The fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Now they got some shit they're trying to get rid of welfare. You know, every time you see welfare in the news, they always show black people. Black people don't give a fuck about welfare. Niggas are shaking in their boots. Oh, they gonna take our shit. Shit, a black man that got two jobs, going to work every day, hacks a nigga on welfare. Like, nigga, get a job. I got two, you can't get one? I would give you lazy ass for the mine, but you get fucked up and get laid off, they wouldn't have another nigga for 10 years. Shit, a black woman that got two kids, going to work every day, busting her ass, hates a bitch with 9 kids getting a welfare check. Like, bitch, stop fucking. Stop it! Put the dick down! Put it down! Get a job! Yes, you can get a job. And get a job holding dicks. Whatever you do, get paid to do it. Tired of this shit, man. Tired, tired, tired. It ain't all black people on welfare. Shit. White people on welfare, too. White people on welfare. So we can't give a fuck about them. We just got to do our own thing. We can't go, oh, they fucked up. We could be fucked up. That's ignorant. White people on the L. Because first of all, they try to make it look like, you know, there ain't even that many black people in the country, okay? Black people are 10% of the fucking population. Black people in New York, D.C., L.A., Chicago, Atlanta. Like, 10 places, okay? Okay? 10 places. Ain't no black people in Minnesota. All you find, only black people in Minnesota is Prince and Kirby Puckett. Okay? Shit, the whole rest of the country, the other 40 states, is filled up with broke-ass white people. Broke-ass, living in a trailer home, eating mayonnaise sandwiches, fucking their sister, listening to John Cougar Mellencamp records. Fuck out of here, man. And they need your help. Nah, man. And I see some black people looking at me. Man, why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking shit, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas.
Yeah, by this time, we'll have to present you to the Electric Church. And a baby, you all listening to our notes, hearing our scenes, you know, playing, instead of rapping like I am now. But maybe that'll be just as good enough for anything. Just stick the sound. It's all freedom. We'll be right back.
Country's been racially, there's always been black people in the Olympics. No matter how far back you go, they had black people in the Olympics in the 20s. In the 20s. Now, a brother was at the back of the bus in the 60s. In the 20s, a brother must have been inside the engine of the bus. On a conveyor belt chasing a piece of chicken. In the Olympics, went and won shit. Send my ass to the Olympics back in the 20s. Shit, America wouldn't have won a damn thing. I'd take a javelin and throw it through the fucking judge's heart. Wouldn't have won nothing, man. The brothers went to the Olympics and represented. That's the problem with black people. We want to be down. Everybody else forms their own shit. They get dissed, they form their own shit. Chinese people came over here, they got dissed. It's like, yo, man, fuck you, Chinatown, right? Got their own shit. Italian people came over here, they got dissed. It's like, yo, man, fuck you, Little Italy, right? They got their own shit. Yo, I don't give a fuck what city you go into. You will not find Little Africa anywhere. There's no Little Africa. What, the ghetto little burnt up Africa? Black people, we got it bad, man. We don't even have food. There's no black food. Soul food is not black food, right? That's some nasty shit they fed to the slaves, right? You think a ham hock tasted good the first time the white man gave it to us? We put some seasoning on it and made it work, okay? Black people, we don't even have salad dressing. We don't have salad. Everybody got salad dressing. No black salad dressing. You know what black salad dressing is? Hot sauce. I know brothers that carry hot sauce with them. I got my keys, I got my wallet, got my hot sauce. Did everybody want to be mad at the kids for shooting up the school? What about the parents? The parents. The parents is really fucked up, man. The damn parents need to go to jail for some of this sucking shit, man. You know, because everybody know that crazy-ass kid that went to jail. You go, man, he ain't never had a chance. If you know this mama, you know he going to be there. I was at the club the other night. I was down at Life, chilling at the club. You know, I'm chilling with this girl, and she was dancing. And it's about 2 in the morning. I'm talking to her and realized she, you know, she had, like, 2 kids at home. Now, I don't mind the 2 kids at home. That's all good. But I'm like, what the fuck is you doing in the club at 2 in the fucking morning on a Wednesday night? What the fuck you doing here? Is it your birthday? Did you get a raise? Well, you got to get the fuck out. You go. I'm kicking you the fuck out. Yes, bye, bye, bye. Yeah, go take care of them kids before they rob me in 10 years. Yeah, man, you got to get your kid on or your groove on. You can't get both on at the same time. Tired of this shit. Motherfucker, and a bunch of girls like, you don't need no man to help you raise no child. You don't need no man. Shut the fuck up with the bullshit. Yeah, you could do it without a man, but that don't mean it's to be done. Shit, you could drive a car with your feet if you want to. That don't make it a good fucking idea. Shit. Now, I don't give a fuck. You could be the baddest mama on earth. I don't give a fuck how good you are. Ain't nothing you can say more powerful than, I'm going to tell your daddy. Can't fuck with it. Can't come closer. I'm going to tell your daddy. You can have a gun at the kid head. I'll blow your fucking head off. So what? I'm going to tell your daddy. Okay. Can't fuck with it, man. That's, I'm tired of bumping to these girls at the club or late on a fucking weeknight. I got a little cousin got left back in the first grade. Left back in the first grade because his mama out getting the groove on. You know how dumb you got to be to get left back in the first grade? What's 4 plus 4? Jello. But that ain't his fault, that's the mama fault. That's the mama fucking fault. That's right. That's right, and I'm telling my cousin, I'm like, Tina, talk to your fucking kid. Talk to him, teach him some shit. You know, if you said more words to him than mommy be back, he might know something. And it's real easy to tell who kids gonna be fucked up. It don't take no scientist to tell who gonna have some fucked up kids. If the kid call his grandmama mommy and his mama Pam, he going to jail. You ain't saving no college money. You saving bail money. That money going to Johnny Cochran. That's right. The kid can't read. That's mama's fault. That is mama fucking fault. Now, if the kid can't read because ain't no lights in the house, that's daddy fault.
Yeah, okay, then there's a story that a lot of us been through at one time or another, one kind of way or another. About a cat running around town, and this old lady think she don't want him around, and a whole lot of people from across the tracks are putting him down. But nobody don't want to face up to that the cat has something, but fully everybody's against him because the cat might be a little bit different. So he goes on the road to be a voodoo child. Come back and be a magic boy. Right now we're tuning on him and waiting down the train station, waiting for his train to come in so we can do this thing. Well, I hear my train coming. Hear my train. Hear my train coming.
Yeah! Go out in your world and become a magic boy, yeah. Come back and buy this town. Come back and buy this town. Give it all, give it all, give it all to you. Yeah, baby. Make love to me one more time. And Lord, I gotta give it all to you. All my love is for you. And I prove to you. I hear my train coming.
About daddy. There's some real daddies out there. I'm not talking about the guy that just fucked you and left. Fuck him, okay? I'm talking about the real daddies. There's still some motherfuckers out there that handle their business. Motherfuckers wanna act like brothers don't handle. There's some brothers that handle their business. But people don't give a fuck about, nobody give a fuck about daddy. Everybody take daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio. Everything's mama. Dear mama. I always love my mama. Mama, mama, mama. What's the daddy song? Papa was a rolling star. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody appreciates daddy. Now, mama got the roughest job. I ain't gonna front. But come on, at least people appreciate mama. That's right. Every time mama do something right, mama get a compliment. Because women need to hear compliments all the time. Women need food, water, and compliments. That's right. That's right. And an occasional pair of shoes. That's right. Women got to hear it all the time or they lose their mind. And your daddy, make sure you thank your mama for everything. Tell your mama how good the food is. Tell your mama how nice the house look. Tell your mama how nice her hair look. Did you tell your mama? Tell your mama. You better go in there and tell your mama. That's right. Tell your mama. Tell your mama. Tell your mama. Nobody ever tells daddy shit. I'm talking about the real daddy that handles the fucking business. Nobody ever says, hey, daddy, thanks for knocking out this rent. Hey, daddy, I sure love this hot water. Hey, daddy, this is easy to read with all this light. Nobody give a fuck about daddy. I'm talking about daddy that handles his business. Nobody give a fuck about daddy. Think about everything that the real daddy does. Pay the bills, buy the food, put a fucking roof over your head. Everything you could ever ask for. Make your world a better, safer place. And what does daddy get for all his work? The big piece of chicken. That's all daddy gets. Is the big piece of chicken. That's right. And some women don't want to give up the big piece of chicken. Who the fuck is you to keep the big piece of chicken? How dare you keep the big piece of chicken? A man can't work 12 hours and come home to a wing. Now, I'm 39, right? And I still love rap music. I love rap music, man. You know, I love it. You know, I'm 39 and I'm that age, man. I've been loving rap music forever. And as I get older, I realize I'm going to love rap music when I'm 80, 90. Pretty much whatever music was playing when you started getting laid, you're going to love that music for the rest of your life. So I'm always going to have a soft spot for Houdini. You know what I mean? That's just me. Now, I love rap music, but I'm tired of defending it. Because you got to defend rap music, man. Because people always go, that's not music. That's not art. That's garbage. How can you listen to that garbage? How can you listen to that trash? And in the old days, it was easy to defend rap music. It was easy to defend it on an intellectual level. You could break it down intellectually why Grandmaster Flash was art, why Run DMC was art, why Houdini was art and music. You can break it down intellectually, okay? And I love all the rappers today, but it's hard to defend this shit. It's hard, man. It's hard to defend I got holes in different area codes. On an intellectual level. It's hard to defend move, bitch, get out the way. Well, as you can see, there's a bitch in his way. Now he needs to move. Thus the term, move bitch, get out the way. You need to open your eyes so you can get the bitches out of your way. My favorite song right now is Impossible to Defend. It's impossible. We should all be ashamed of ourselves for liking this fucking song. Lil Jon. You know that shit. To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drip from my ball. To the sweat drip from my ball. Skeet, 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 skeet. And you know what's real wild? You go to a club, you see girls dancing that shit, loving it. To the sweat drip from my ball. To the sweat drip from my ball. To the sweat. To the sweat. Just watch it from my balls. Of my balls. Skeet, skeet. Of my balls. Skeet, skeet. Just what? Just what? My balls. My balls. You know what? I feel sorry for the guys that got to pick a wife out of this bunch. Daddy, where'd you meet mommy? Oh, she was singing about balls at a club. Skeet, skeet, skeet. You know what? People always say rap music is misogynistic and it's degrading to women. But what I realize, man, is women that like rap don't give a fuck. Women that like rap don't care what they saying. If the beat's all right, she will dance all night. Women don't give a fuck. The nastier, the better. I see girls on the floor dancing into the nastiest shit ever made. Just on the floor, like, smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. I put a dick in the air, a dick in the air. Dick in the air, dick in the air. Fuck her in the eye, fuck her in the eye. Fuck her in the eye, fuck her in the eye. Blind the bitch, blind the bitch, blind the bitch. And you know what's wild? If you mention to a woman that the song is disgusting and misogynistic, they all give you the same answer. He ain't talk about me. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. I put a dick in the air, dick in the air. He said your name. No, he didn't. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Issue in America right now is affirmative action. Affirmative action was put into place to offset policies that the United States government implemented during slavery that affect us today. Now, when I talk about slavery, When I talk about slavery, I'm just talking about a period of time where black people had no rights. So you talk about the 1600s to about 1964. You know, give or take a year, depending on when your town decides to act right. Now, people go, what happened during slavery that could affect us today? What happened during slavery that could affect us today? A lot of shit happened during slavery that affects us every day. For instance, during slavery, they used to take the biggest, strongest slaves and breed them and try their best to make big, strong super slaves. Okay? That's right. That's right. And it is evidence of that today, like the NFL, for instance. So NFL stands for nigger fucking large. They bred the slaves. And this is why black people dominate every physical activity in the United States of America, okay? We're only 10% of the population. We're 90% of the final four, okay? We fucking dominate all this shit, okay? Basketball, baseball, football, boxing, track, even golf and tennis. As soon as they make a heated hockey rink, we're going to take that shit to them. Motherfuck Wayne Gretzky. Wait till you see LeBron on some skates. You ain't seen shit yet. He just going to have one skate chilling. What's up? He ain't even gonna have a stick. He gonna smack the puck with his dick. Ha! Slap shot, bitch! So that's what they did to the big, strong slaves. And you know what they did to the smart ones? Or at least the ones they thought were smart? They killed them. That's what they did. That's right. That was the policy of the United States government, to kill smart black people. That's right. So the real smart motherfuckers had to hide the fact that they were smart, okay? The law of the land was, if you read, you die. If you read, you fucking die, okay? So you know what that means? The first black drug dealers didn't even sell drugs. They sold books. Yo, man, I got two pages, man. I got two pages, man. Check it out, man. Check it out, man. I got two pages, man. Yo, man, I got a word. I got a word. Check it out, man. I got a new word, man. I got a new word, man. It's new, man. It's new, man. So think about the poor slaves that could read but had to hide it, man. Think about the poor slaves that could read but were scared to teach their kids to read for fear they'd be killing their kids, man. Think about the poor slave that used to drive the buggy in the town every day, man. Just to drive the buggy, man. And he's driving the buggy, driving the buggy, driving the buggy. He's driving the buggy, driving the buggy, driving the buggy. And he could read, he's driving the buggy, driving the buggy, driving the buggy. And up ahead he sees a real busy intersection. He's driving the buggy, 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 driving the buggy. And then he sees a stop sign. Now he's got a real dilemma. Oh, Lord. What is I gonna do? Oh, Lord.